Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Everyone, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. It is a gorgeous day here in the Pacific Northwest, and guess what? Of all the things that could possibly happen in this particular week, it's quiet on the astrological front. Remember last week it seemed like I was out of breath trying to tell you all about all the different things that were going on. This week it's relatively quiet, kind of the pause before we get into some of the real summer transits that are coming up for us. However, we do have one in particular little pesky thing coming at us in the very near future here. So we're going to spend some time today talking about Mercury retrograde. That's right, my friends. Mercury, my favorite planet, the ruling planet for Gemini and Virgo, and the planet that can create all kinds of havoc when it changes direction three or four times a year usually. So right now, we're sitting in what we call the shadow period. And what I thought I would do today is kind of give you an overview of the whole Mercury process and where we are in that and the dates and so forth that you can look at us moving through each of the periods. So Mercury is a planet that moves retrograde, like I said, three or four times a year. And we have one coming up. As luck would have it, June 26th through July 20th. So just as we move into our summer season, we have a little bit of chaos being thrown at us. And it will start its retrograde at 23 degrees Cancer, and will cover the ground between 23 Cancer and 13 Cancer. So for those of you who are listening who are Cancers or Geminis or Virgos, you stand to be affected by this particular retrograde station, and even you Capricorns out there, because the opposite sign to Cancer is Capricorn. And, of course, everybody can sort of be hit by this because you have those signs in your chart somewhere. So those particular areas of your life are also prone to the things that can happen with Mercury. And so the shadow period, which is where we find ourselves right now, began on June 10th, and that was when Mercury first hit the degree of 13 Cancer. And so the shadow period beginning there takes us from the 10th of June to the 26th of June. And the shadow period is really the time where more havoc can be created than at the actual retrograde period itself. It may seem like your computer's glitching. It may seem like communications are getting lost, emails, telephone calls being missed. Even the weather can throw out some chaos. And, you know, usually between spring and summer, that means things like tornadoes, possibly hurricanes, floods. And, of course, we've seen some really good examples of those things already. And I bet you that those things even began as June 10th rolled around. I can't remember when that first tropical storm hit, but certainly Mercury's getting ready to station in retrograde motion is part of that issue. So it will begin the actual retrograde on June 26th and go on through July 30th. And again, it is moving from 23 degrees Cancer back to 13 degrees Cancer. And it will move direct on July 30th at 13 Cancer. But its actual release date, meaning the time when Mercury has gone past the point it began the retrograde at, won't be until August 4th. So you could look at the entire Mercury retrograde cycle as being from June 10th until August 4th. So guess what? That's basically our entire summer. So it'll be an interesting time, to be sure. Now, here are some of the issues that you might find cropping up during the Mercury retrograde in Cancer. For one thing, whenever a planet goes retrograde, especially Mercury, I always say that you get a case of the re-reeve, meaning you need to reevaluate, redo, remake, rework, anything you can put re in front of just about comes up for us, because if we aren't moving, if we're moving too fast or if we get ahead of ourselves, we may miss something. And during the retrograde, of course, it gets exposed. And because Cancer is a sign of emotion and the home and family, some of the things that you are thinking and trying to translate into words can become very clouded by emotion and by the moods that you are moving through during that particular time. And that can be a good thing if what you want to express is love and compassion, sympathy, joy. But the other end of the spectrum are things like anger and resentment and things like that that can also show up. So we want to make sure that we really give ourselves the time to think before we speak, because if we are speaking from pure emotion, then sometimes we can say things that we really don't mean. And because Cancer is a sign that rules the emotions, there's also a certain amount of reactivity that happens with us, that we tend to be more reactive and triggered more easily during a retrograde of Mercury in Cancer. So something that somebody says that normally wouldn't upset you or bother you at all might suddenly bother you, and you find yourself wanting to strike out or say something about it. So just keep your thoughts in alignment with a heart that's filled with compassion, because other people are also experiencing these kinds of things. This time period also highlights your personal story. And you know what our personal stories are, right? They're the things that we tell everybody about ourselves, the dramas and traumas that we've been through, the experiences, good and bad, that we've gone through. And sometimes that personal story can get you bogged down into old patterns. And so this would be a really good time to take a look at your personal story. What are you telling people? What are you telling yourself? And how might you want to revamp that story to be more positive, to be more favorable to yourself, to cast yourself in a better light and a better feel? And this is also a time, interestingly enough, where you find yourself going back home. And I thought it was hysterical because I didn't realize that the retrograde was going on, but I happened to be doing, we planned an actual family reunion that occurs right in the same window of time as this retrograde motion. So going back home, family reunion time, it also highlights the parent-child relationships. So, you know, be careful in your relationships with your children, parents, because they're also under the effect of the retrograde and at times may be reacting to information that you're not aware of or to feelings that they can't even put words to. So just be very compassionate and loving and patient during this period of time. And again, remember the words revision, remodel. This is a good time to remodel your home, by the way, this retrograde period of time. But try to get some of the planning for that done before the retrograde begins. And anything, again, that you can, you know, put that the little prefix, R-E in front of, comes into play during this period of time. Okay, now up in the sky, so if we take an astronomical look now at what's going on in the sky, we can see that the sun is very quiet suddenly. And, you know, after a couple of weeks' worth of sunspot activity and CMEs being hurled at the Earth and some, you know, real activity, it seems very quiet right now. The best thing, I think, for viewing pleasure of the sky during these next couple of weeks, at least up through June 21st, is that, you know, the little planet Mercury that's going to be bedeviling us over the next few weeks is very visible in the sky. And if you look to low in the west northwest sky, about 30 to 45 minutes after sunset, and if you can find the planet Venus, which I'm sure you can because she's the brightest thing in the sky low on the horizon after sunset, and if you just look up and to the left of her, you'll find the planet Mercury. And on June 18th, the planet Venus and Mercury will appear side by side, and that that happens so rarely that we actually get to see it, that if your skies are clear, get out there and take a look at it, because you won't want to miss that sight. All right. Well, today, listeners, I am being joined by Sarah Troy, who some of you may have heard her radio show previously on Authentic You Radio. And Sarah is a believer in life, spirit, love, and purpose. She lives that purpose of life and love to live for the joy that it brings to us all. And she's here for our liberation, your diva discovery, and for the possibilities that are just waiting to present opportunities to you. She is a radio blog show host, and she is also the founder of Diva Unity, where discovering your dreams, inspiration, visions, aspiration, and personality traits can give you an understanding of your cohesive fractal networking and its infinite structure. She is also an article writer, and she has an Ask Sarah blog. So make sure if you have questions of her today that you go to her website, which we'll give you that in just a few moments, and ask her questions. So welcome, Sarah Troy.
Hello, Janet. Lovely to be here. But I have to say, not good news about retrograde.
You know, I'm kind of worrying about it. You know, it happens so many times in a year that we just have to get used to it, right? And just deal with it. But it always is helpful, I think, to know ahead of time what's coming, don't you think?
Yes, it explains all the technical glitches.
Right. I hate that part of it. I hate that part of it, but for me, you know, I didn't mention this, but, you know, people who are born with Mercury in their natal chart and it's in retrograde motion by birth usually have a better time. So for me personally, I was born when Mercury was retrograde, so those 3 weeks for me tend to be better. It's when it begins to change back over to forward motion that I will notice that I may be more emotional. Or my computer does, crash and burn or things like that. So it's interesting to find, you know, where it is in your chart and how that might affect you.
Yes. Well, I've got those dates down, so, you know, I have to put out some good energy there that it doesn't become too disruptive.
Very good. Good thoughts, right? So, Sarah, I don't know, I can't remember if I've had you on my show before. I know I was on yours. And we were having such a fabulous discussion about Diva and the true colors and so forth that I asked you to come on my show. But I don't think my listeners know much about you, so I'm going to have you start just by, you know, filling us in a little bit about you, how you got to be where you are today and how you came across the work that you're doing.
Well, the name is Sarah Troy, which was recently changed from Sarah To, and changing your name does work, highly recommend it. It changes the energy. I was with Authentic You for just over a year of the Positive Living Vibrations, and have a lot to thank Michelle Abreu for in setting me on this path. And now this path, I call it, I'm in the process of writing a book called The Little Show that started at an NPO, which is a nonprofit for those that don't know. And, you know, really everything I'm doing right now is over the Unity Fund action and serving that. Part of what we're doing is the Diva Discovery, which we will talk about during the show, which is all about understanding your diva, which is your dreams, inspirations, visions, and aspirations, your personality traits and how to use them, and also the fractalization. I have a radio network, PLV-Radio, which is mostly serving the people that will be under the Unity Fund Action umbrella. And the people that are there want to contribute to people's progress in life. In other words, they invest in the people to help people find their own liberty, their own dignity, their own purpose in life, and discover their own divas. So everything is integrated in that. The Diva Discovery has changed. I used to do True Colors for 12 years. I still use a slight aspect of that, but in the Diva development that we're doing at the present moment, we have advanced from that quite considerably, so that we are presenting more of a broader perspective on a person's personality and their dreams and their fractalization, enabled to help them walk forward in life. But I am also a spiritual counselor. I have been that my entire life, open empath, and somebody who just really does believe in the heart and soul and living in one's knowingness. So much of what I am is very much out there, And I do everything from spirit. If I'm not living from that spirit to heart to soul, to that knowingness, then I'm not living in truth of self. And so it's always that balance, being a Libran, to being able to fit that. The seesaw effect constantly. But yeah, my passion is seeing people discover and learn to love themselves and finding that purpose in life, being able to walk forward and achieve their own dreams. And that is, and everybody that I do interview, just like yourself, are divas. They're people who are living their dream, who are inspiring others by their own vision and are helping other people to actualize their own purpose in life. So that is me in a nutshell.
That's a lot, girl. And, you know, so let's talk about the diva. I termed it Diva True Colors because I came in, you know, when at the cusp of you changing it from diva to,
yes,
or from True Colors into the diva. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about that diva, because it was dreams, dream, inspiration, visionary, and aspirations, right?
Or actualization, depending where you are in life. Really, when you're,
yes,
born, you're actually born a diva. You look at a child, or you look at a puppy, you look at anything that's newborn. They live constantly in a dream state. They're inspired by everything around them. Their visualization of what they take in and how they see the world is constantly on high alert, and they're constantly aspiring to something. Even though it may change from day to day, they're always living in that aspiration. We then get into the school system or the regulated system of society, and you systematically start seeing those creative dreams, those inspirations and visions fall by the wayside. So for many people, it's rediscovering their diva and, you know, having a game to be inspired by, to see so they can actualize something. That is really what a diva is.
Now, when you're actually talking about doing this with someone, are you still going through the questioning process like we did originally? Is there a way to get to the diva through a question and answer process?
That's the development that we're doing right now. I actually have to say that I've completely scrapped the program I had up there before. And
oh, wow.
I worked with a few experts, and we have completely redeveloped it, which we are going to be going into our beta testing in July, along with a few professionals. And first and foremost, people would do it online. They will discover what their diva is. They will discover their personality traits. They will discover how to use their personality traits, their first two ones exactly, the ones that they'll constantly, you know, two personality colors that they will constantly use. But they'll also discover how to use it in their fractalization, which we'll get to, and how to use it in their work, how to use it in just following their own dreams in life, and how to use it even with amongst family members. So it's actually going to be a really far more comprehensive assessment when they come out of it.
And you're still working with the four basic colors, right? The blue, orange, gold, and green.
We've actually,
right,
changed the gold to yellow,
yellow,
to,
okay,
make it more of a color. But yes, we're still working with that. We're still working with the same principles of those personalities, but we've advanced them. We've kind of taken them up to the next level.
Okay, so let's talk about those four colors and how they relate to diva, because that's the foundation of this whole thing, right, is how these colors talk about personality traits and so forth.
Absolutely. So you have the blue personality, which I believe you were, aren't you, Janet?
Yeah,
and
blue.
So blues are basically the dreamers. They're the people that see possibilities anywhere and everywhere in life. They're the feelers. They cannot have boundaries. Everything about them is flow. It's air, it's water, it's got to be moving. They're the people that will be the nurses, the caregivers, the elementary teachers, the people that are there that will give of themselves. Can be very sacrificial, which can be very detrimental to them because they literally will give the shirt off their back. But they're the nurturers, and they believe in everything. If they can see it, if they believe it, they believe it can happen. You have your green personality, and that is more of an analytical person. It's somebody that wants to know how it works, why it works, what are the details, what if we do it this way, what if we look at it that way, how are we going to put something together, investigate it, even if they do find an answer, it's always, okay, well, I've got that answer, but what if we look at it from this perspective? And it always can go on in discovery. These people are very much needed in the vision of life, because they're the people that can see that whole picture and start articulating it into a more detailed plan for others to follow. You have your orange personality, which will be your inspirer. Oranges very much are instinctual. They live very much in the moment. They're very adventurous. They're very much in the action of life. When they see that dream, they're so inspired by it, and they can get other people to be inspired by it, that that person who never thought it would be possible believes it immediately and wants to do it. So they are very much the go-getters, the storytellers, the dream builders for other people to follow. So that is the orange and the inspiration. And then you have the yellow, which will be the aspirations or the actualizations. Yellows have a wonderful way of, once you've given them the plan, once you've given them what the vision and the inspiration is, they can look at it and go, okay, I know what tools you need to build this. I know how, who, I know how, I know where, I know what the structure is needed, I know what the organization is needed, and I know the people that can do it. And they're the builders and foundating something so that it can grow and grow into a strong structure. We have the capability of being all of these personalities, but there will generally always be one that is weaker than the other, and there will always be one that is stronger than the other. We work mostly on the first two. So whatever it comes up in the test, you find out what that first two are, and those are the ones that you will fluctuate in and speak from. And the other two, we don't need to worry about that in fractalization, because that strengthens whatever your weaknesses are, so there aren't any. But in your own daily life, in being aware what colors are your weakest, you learn to kind of incorporate them, be aware of them, start dabbling into them and bringing them up to the forefront so that they kind of balance you. Generally, the three colors is what we always look at you firing on. Two will be your dominant. We always look to that third one being brought up as an individual to be your strength. But when it comes to the fractalization, that doesn't matter. But your own individualization, that's what we look for.
And so that's also very interesting, because, you know, in astrology, it's the same kind of thing. I mean, the for example, let's just use blue, because I'm familiar with this one. You know, your description of it sounds very much like our water signs, the Pisces, mm-hmm. Cancers, and Scorpios, because they're really associated with emotions and the feelings and all of the different kinds of things that you talked about in terms of flow and nurturing and all that kind of stuff. So I kind of love how these things validate one another. For example, when I took that test, I was definitely blue, and mm-hmm. My rising sign is Cancer, which, you know, is the personality in astrology. So I really see a really nice validation between the two systems of checking out personalities and things like that. And just because I also, you know, have done numbers, I'm a sixth life path in numbers. So, again, there's that same feeling of caretaking or being a nurturer, mm-hmm. homey kind of person, and that validates that same thing. I find that so interesting.
And if you looked at the numerology, you would find that same thing. So what you're going to do is constantly see a pattern that is really kind of carving you out in stone. So, you know, you can't ask a blue person. I'll give you a quick scenario which will give a little understanding. A sniper would be somebody who is a green. And the reason for that is that they're not emotionally attached. They'll look at things logically, analytically, and if they have to sit there up on that wall looking into a window waiting for that command, they will do so. They've got to constantly assess the light, the wind, the situation, and they're there, dedicated to it. If you're looking at a Navy SEAL, you'll be looking at an orange personality. They can go into any danger zone in the action, in the moment, assess it immediately, intuitively, know what to do, be in and out, and they're adrenaline and junkies. So they can very much live in that moment and make those decisions in that split second. Your yellows will be more your soldiers. more likely to follow order, like routine, like organization, like the structure of what an army brings. But your blues, don't give them a gun. Forget that about being a sniper. It'll be, but no, we can save them. They'll never be able to do it on command. They're the paramedics. They're the people that are going to pick up the pieces and put people back together again. So if you're looking at kind of some defining personality traits, those are four of them.
That's awesome. Just a second here, Sarah. I want to thank people for joining today's show featuring Diva Colors by Sarah Troy. For those of you that have just arrived, you're listening to intuitive astrologer Janet Hickox of Living Astrology on the Authentic You Radio Network. I help people find answers for, and I help bring clarity to, personal life challenges. Learn more about my services by visiting my website at www.living-astrology.com. That's www.living-astrology.com. And for those of you listening today, if you have any questions, you can certainly call into our lines toll-free at 877-296-0345 and ask questions for Sarah. I'm also going to do a couple of chart readings here today. If you would like to have me do answer any questions for you on your chart, then feel free to call in. So, Sarah, let's go back to the colors for a second, because now you take these one step further, right, and talk about how the knowing this information can benefit not only the individual but also groups. Can you tell us more about how that works?
Well, as you know, when you know more about yourself and your whole DNA trait, you have a better understanding of why you do the things that you do, the choices that you make. And you have to be very true to your heart and soul and who you are. So knowing your color gives you a real understanding of why you make the choices that you do, how you interact with people, how other people perceive you. So one thing that we look for is in alignment of people. You know, one thing you don't want is to get a whole load of blues together in wanting to start something. Everybody will be talking about their dream, and you'll carry on talking about that dream, and that dream will never be actualized because you don't have those other personalities there stepping in with their own expertise in order to make something happen. So what we look to do in fractalization is an alignment, and it's a particular I don't know if you did get it. I did send yours to you today, so I don't know if you managed to open that in email. But what you look at is an alignment of people that are going to complement you. So say that your key colors will be blue-green. Mm-hmm. Your blue will be in the center. And you don't need to worry about what your other colors are on the outside, because the people that you're going to align with are going to be people that are opposite colors. You won't see another blue personality until the outside of your first diagram. And the reason for that is that you need that inspirer to come in. You need that blueprinter to come in. You need that actualizer to come in to take your dream, to start making it into a reality. And you can't do that if you have a bunch of blues all dreaming. Once you've got that foundation going, once you've got that structure built, once you've got that inspiration that you can start sharing with other people, you now can give it back to that dreamer to take it up to another level and helping people buy into that dream, because now they're seeing that seed into a structure that can be actualized. So we're always looking at who complements us. We don't want to be around people that are going to agree with us or be in competition with us. We want to be around people that are going to complement. They've got to have the same philosophy and understand the dream. That is always obviously very essential. But you need those people to be around you that are diverse, because they bring that diversity in helping to build your structure into a naturalization. So that's the reason why you have that fractalization.
Well, yeah, I absolutely get that, because I've been in groups before where we were all a bunch of dreamers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just what you said there. You know, we must have all, if we had taken this test, all of us would have probably been very high on the blue chart. And
mm-hmm.
we never were able, we had great ideas and you
yes.
know, all these, you know, laws, but they never came into fruition. And I'm guessing that's because we did not have any of our greens, or maybe even the yellows or oranges even, to get
yes.
some of that energy dispersed through the group.
The how-tos, or the where-tos, or the why-tos. You know, that's the
exactly.
thing is, you need those people in order to make something happen. Otherwise, you stay in dream mode.
Exactly. And it reminds me of, what is that book? It was called The Millionaire Something or Another, Millionaire Mindset, I think. Anyway, where they were talking, they talk about the same kind of thing, only they use animals, like the hare, the tortoise, an owl, and a squirrel, and how important it is to keep those kind of balances. But my question would be, is there any quick and easy way to determine what the people are that are in a group, or is the only way to really go through the series of questions and the process?
I'm afraid it's going through the process, and that's what we're in development for right now. We're doing it for the professional program right now. So say somebody like you went through it, you would get your complete assessment at the end. You would also get a tutorial how to use the colors in assessing other people, and then you would get three other people in that package that you can run through. After that, or if you've been a professional, you can run people through it with the test. And the whole idea about this development is that you understand what the diva is. You understand what your color personalities are. You understand how to use your personality personally in your own life. Then you understand how you need to put your fractal together in bringing those people around you that are going to help build that dream or build that inspiration or build that vision or actualize something you want to actualize. So it's always having that right collaboration around you. It is an online test or assessment that we prefer to call it. And we are in development with it right now. As I said, we're going into beta testing in July, and then we hope to have the program fully operational and running in September.
Oh, I think it would be so valuable to do that for any group that plans on working together, mastermind groups or, you know, collaborators that are coming together to put together, you know, workshops or things like that. Or, you know, even in the workplace, I think that would be a really
valuable
tool.
Yeah,
because so many times you try to get it done.
Right.
Go ahead.
And you know, this is where the Unity Fund Action comes into it, the NPO, is one of the things that we're doing is it's by invitation only. So it's people that really, honestly to God, want to contribute to the development of human mankind into their own dignity and self-sustainability and embrace their own divas. And everybody that comes into the Fund Action will go through this program. Not only can they use it in their own lives, in their own programs, but when we actually send clientele to them, all of the clientele would have gone through this. And so when they actually get to meet a client, whether it be through health, through coaching, through teaching, through business, they actually can identify with this person through the assessment and know how to talk to them, in which color, you know, what their needs are, what their diva is. And they have this complete assessment on how to help this person now. And also when it comes to communicating with each other, you can color code your language. And you can even refer, I'm going to speak to you from a blue perspective or I'm going to speak to you from an orange perspective right now. And it just eliminates that dance of trying to get to know each other or, you know, addressing the wrong thing. You are actually speaking to that person's need. So it's great in with, you know, if you are a coach or if you're a healer or if you're in any form of business where you're working with clientele, because it gives you that extra tool in understanding your client before you even start treating your client or working with your client.
See, I just think this is so great, just so great. If there was an easy way for people to do this, you're going to be having this out and done in July, you said, right? So, because people in the chat are already asking me.
Yeah, we're going to go through the beta system in July. Around August, September, we will have it out there. The route we're working on right now is the professional program, so use for professionals to use in whatever their business. I will be running the one-on-ones with the Choose Positive Living, the Art of Positive Living, and I will be doing that. But that is actually more to do in depth with the assessment and then going through my own counseling or my own coaching. So I will be able to do individuals come September. But the program that we're actually working, it will be the same program that people will run through, but obviously the assessment, if it's coming to me personally, that somebody is needing to understand their own personal life, how to use this in their own lives and unraveling their own lives, will be a personal one. The public one, the pro one, is for people as professionals to use it in their own work. So there will be the two different programs.
Wow.
So
we're saying
September that we're going to go public with it because we are in development of it right now. Of course, what we're looking at the present moment is the coding. And, of course, that's where, you know, all the very fine detail is going through. So, and then we want to run it through a few professionals to make sure that we are addressing everything that they feel that they can use as an assessment when they're working with their people.
You're not keeping busy or anything, are you, Sarah?
No, running the radio network, doing the development, writing a book. What else am I doing?
What else are you doing? I wanted to ask you about the PLV Unity project that you're working on. So, you know, that's something that you've added to, and I know it has a lot to do with the Diva as well. But tell us more about that project and what your plans are with that.
The PLV Unity Fund Action is the foundation, the NPO, and it's something I've always wanted to do. You know, always want. There's so much talent out there, and the 13 months with the Authentic You Radio and the people that I interviewed on there, I came across people like yourself that are so incredibly talented. And the thing is that a lot of people are so incredibly gifted and talented to what they do, but they're maybe not that great at marketing themselves, or, you know, people don't know how to access them. So, you know, this is the whole thing about the Fund Action is professionals that have such an incredible gift to give society that, you know, they have a place to come to where they're in private membership here. So that means they've been verified, validated as being real and authentic and coming from the heart and soul, and that we will bring our people to. It works in three ways. Much like the fractal, when you open it up and you see it, you'll see there will be four hexagrams. In the center core is me with the Unity Fund Action. Then there's three divisions of it. There's the pursuit of wholeness. Under this will be the people that are the holistic healers, nutritional, Reiki, you name it. There will be the like belief coaches. There will be the motivational coaches. These are all people that are going to take people that have fallen or have broken, you know, have faced that diversity in their life, and they need somebody to invest in them to help them get back on their feet, to find their purpose, to find their way. We will put them through that program to find their Diva well. After that, we have another section, which is all to do with arts, music, and communication. And that arts, communication, and music is all to do with anybody that is in the artisan world, you know, writers, bloggers, music, entertainment, communications, anything along that line. And we have another division that's sciences and technology. As you know, I'm a scalable electric motor developer as well, and we've decided to take that technology and put it into the Fund Action as an open architecture so that anybody in the world can come and develop it and the Fund Action will benefit from it. And we will support other innovations to that point where they need, you know, when the big investors come along. The biggest problem with technologies is, you know, especially startups, is getting to that point where an investor is interested in investing in it. And very often we lose such innovation because there isn't that support. So
I've forgotten all about the scalar technology that you were working with. That's really fascinating. Holy cow.
Yeah.
I don't know how you keep your everything straight. You must have some really positive colors.
Yeah. maybe those few personalities I've got going on in my head.
Well, yeah, exactly. Multiple personalities. That would be really good.
Yes.
Okay,
you need cloning, though.
Yeah, today we're in the middle of a great discussion with Sarah Troy regarding Diva and also PLV, her Unity project. And with the upcoming summer solstice, this is an opportune time for you to discover what pathways are opening up for you and what new opportunities lie ahead. I can help you uncover what the stars hold for you for the next 3 months. And today, the first five listeners who contact me at the end of the show, will receive a 20% discount on a personalized summer 2013 reading. So take advantage of this offer by calling 360-399-1122. Or by sending an email to janet@living-astrology.com. Again, that's 360-399-1122, or send an email to janet@living-astrology.com. Well, Sarah, there's one other thing I wanted to bring up for you, and that you started to talk about musicians, I noticed that your radio show is going to be featuring indie artists, I think, is what. So tell me more about what's going on with that and how are you going to work
out? The PLV radio is one that really kind of serves the Unity Fund action. As I said, it will profile all the people that are underneath that, and it's an invitation to all the people that go on that. So it's a carry on for what I was doing before, but you know, more into opening up that opportunity to join us. But every weekend we will have entertainment. We'll have musicians, DJs, authors, storytell books. I've got some people coming on that we're in the development with right now. DJs that will be interviewing musicians locally, you know, around North America. DJs who've put their own music together, or musicians that put their own music together. Authors that are going to come and read chapters from their books or talk about their books. A lot of children's storytelling books that are going to come up. And there will also be interviews with our wonderful senior society and the stories of their lives, which are so wonderfully innovating.
Oh, yeah.
So the weekends are purely to do with arts and entertainment and excitement, and the weeks are to do more with the interviews of people that are what I call the solutionists, people that have the solutions for us to use to help us move forward.
That's fabulous. So now, how can my listeners reach you if they want to, you know, get on a list of some sorts to be able to get their divas or, you know, participate in any of the things that you're working with? You know, do you have a website where they can contact you?
Yes. Actually, at the present moment, everything is on plv-radio.com. That's plv-radio.com. And the Unity Fund Action is up there, the radio station, how it's working. It speaks to the diva discovery and what's coming up. So everything is up there at the present moment. And you can also get hold of me at info@plv-radio.com, or you can get hold of me at positiveliving@outlook.com. So that's positiveliving@outlook.com. Either one of those will find me.
Very nice. Well, guess what? I have a surprise for you today. I didn't tell you this. I didn't even ask you if you wanted this because I just assumed you would say yes, and that is I pulled your chart so we could talk about what's going on for you this summer.
Yes, 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 yes. Lots of work going on. Am I going to survive it?
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding, girl. You better make sure you do take care of yourself because Pluto is ready to move into your health house in the next couple of months. So you don't want to wear yourself out too much. So, you know, Pluto is a planet that can bring on destruction or rebirth, rehabilitation, that kind of thing. So what you want it to be doing when it runs through your health house in the next few months is to bring a lot of health, you know, that it exposes you for having been very good at your diet, getting exercise, you know, and taking care of yourself. So just keep that in the back of your mind. You know, sometimes when we get so busy, then, you know, what the first person that doesn't get attention is usually us. And so just a little word to the wise, you know, just be aware. But the really exciting news, and I think what's driving a lot of this action for you right now, is that the 11th house in your chart, which is the chart of vision, of aspirations and goals and dreams, not the I go to sleep at night and dream something dreams, but the bigger dream, you have the planet Mars, the Sun, and Jupiter all transiting through there right now and for an extended period of time, you know, as in several more weeks as we go into the future. And several planets already have been through here over the last couple of months. And so this is really driving your ability to move forward with your plans because you're being able to take the vision and refine it and, you know, redirect your energies into the things that really matter most for you. And again, this is, you know, ongoing. Now, Mars is in this part of your chart, right? It's in Gemini, and it will be in Gemini until middle July. And even when it moves into Cancer for a short time, it will still be affecting this 11th house. This is also the house of friendships and the people that you associate with. So it also shows a time where you would be creating new associations with people, getting involved with new groups of people, you know, maybe even finding that your friendships are realigning and so forth. So a lot of energy going on and taking place in that one part of your chart. Now, the next house, of course, after the 11th house, where already some of the planets have, have moved into, namely Mercury, and in the next couple of days, Venus, is your 12th house. And so over the course of the summer, the planets will be moving out of the 11th and into the 12th, where the 12th house is the house of the hidden subconscious things that go on, that tend to rule our lives without our permission. Or let's say it this way, it's the ways in which we can sabotage ourselves, old patterns that have held us back, boundary issues, and that kind of thing can show up over the next couple of, let's just say the next couple of months. But the really good high side of the 12th house is a real connection to your higher self, to being able to hear the voice within and to be able to act from that space. And by birth, you have Jupiter here. So in your natal chart, Jupiter and Uranus are in an exact conjunction in that 12th house. And so these other planets that will be passing through, and they are Mercury, Venus, the Sun, and Mars, and then eventually Jupiter as we get into next year, will be hitting this spot. So you really have an opportunity to claim your real divine inner self. In my world, the 12th house is really the place where our true divine self becomes revealed to us. And so you have this this opportunity over these next several months to take the high side of this 12th house rather than to drag yourself through the depths of fear and blocks and things like that. And a lot of times when I find Jupiter in the 12th house in someone's chart, we are talking about someone who's here to claim their spiritual mastership. And so that's kind of what I see for you over the next several months. Great stuff, right? I mean,
it's
fabulous stuff. Now, the other thing that for this summer is that Saturn is still making its trip through your fourth house. Are you looking at moving or relocating,
yes,
remodeling, any of that kind of stuff?
Moving.
Yes, you are.
As fast as we can.
Well, I would say this, that Saturn is in retrograde motion right now and will be until July 7th. So my guess is it may not be until after the planet Saturn goes back to forward motion, and where it becomes clearer maybe where you want to live, or the funds come through for you, enabling you to be able to do that. Whatever it is that it's going to take for you to move is probably a little bit cloudy at the moment, but should clear up after you get into July, which if you think about it, that's less than a month away.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, Saturn is also in the same degrees in your chart by birth. So this is the second Saturn return that you are experiencing in this lifetime, which is interesting because at this particular time of your life, what you do, or what we tend to do, is to let go of all the things that don't matter much to us anymore. Sort of like we have this real clue that we need to focus in on particular things, and that for once we actually are very eager to let go of the things that aren't working, that have outlived their usefulness perhaps, or just straight up are not in our benefit, in our, you know, for our highest good. And so sometimes that can be relationships. Sometimes that can be old feelings of the way things have always been, and you know, you finally have to come have a what I call a come to Jesus meeting and decide this is not working. You know, it's time to let this go. It's very deep soul searching time for some people. And it's only when you are tenaciously holding on to things that no longer matter that the issues can crop up. So as long as you're willing to just go along with this flow of, you know, kind of reducing the impact that sometimes it's even things, right? We've gathered all these things in our lives and, you know, suddenly we realize, you know what, I don't even like dolls. Why am I collecting all these dolls? So,
yes,
you know, we set about to let go of things.
Right.
And so that's a process that you'll be going through all the way, I would guess, until probably September. And it sounds like from, you know, just my standpoint here that you have already come through a lot of letting go of and redirecting your energies into the areas that matter most with relative, you know, ease and grace. I mean, certainly from my standpoint,
you predicted
I haven't,
it.
I
you
did.
Predicted it when you read my chart before. You told me. You know, you laid it all out for me and you know, it has been absolutely extremely accurate to everything that you told me. So she's great, ladies. She's great folks.
That's why I call myself an intuitive astrologer, by the way, because so much of what I tell people is not coming from, oh, well, Saturn in this place does this. It's often a real intuitive knowing that that's what's coming up for you.
Your knowingness, absolutely.
Yeah, that knowingness. So absolutely, you have this wonderful time. Embrace it. I would also tell you that Uranus is at your midheaven, or almost very close to it. And so I would say that in the next coming year, there's probably going to be another little shift in the work that you do. And I don't know that that's really clear yet, and in fact, I would doubt that it is. It's not a complete changeover, by the way, but it's maybe just another little cog that dips into place as you get further into 2014. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Of course, you know, Uranus is a freedom-loving planet, so it tends to release us from the things that are no longer in alignment with ourselves. Sometimes in a revolutionary or a rebellious way, but for the most part, it's for our own good. So we'll see how things develop for you over the next several months. Fun stuff,
Well, it sounds like it's all going the right way. Oh, no, this is fabulous. I mean, as I said, when you did read for me before, you gave me what I felt like I was constantly at a stoplight and wondering why I wasn't seeing amber or the green light. And you showed me the amber. You told me when things were going to get going, and you showed me when that green light was going. And boy, have you been right, girl. And as you can see, with everything that I'm doing, is at the present moment, I feel like the roadrunner skipping along.
Yeah. And you know what? That did come out of the blue, really. And or at least from my standpoint, right? Because I didn't know that this stuff was even, you know, working from behind the scenes. And that's how it can go, right? These things just happen. And once you get on the right path, it's like clear sailing. And of course, you know, bumps in the road happen. And most often, once you're on the right path, it's just a little blip on the screen, and you just keep flying. And you keep flying, girl, because that's what you need to do here.
Thank you. The wings are out.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. I have so enjoyed talking to you, and I invite you to stay on the line here. You know, I have another 9 minutes. I have a couple other charts I want to go through. And again, for people who want to reach you, Sarah, your website one more time.
It is www.plv-radio.com or www.choosepositiveliving.com. One's personal, one's business.
Very good. Thank you again so much. Now,
thank you,
darling. I'm not sure. You're very welcome. I'm not sure if this person is able to call in or if they're on the line, but I did have a request to do a chart reading for someone on their spiritual life, and that would be for Jules or Julie. I apologize. Julia, are you able to call in? Are you on the line? And if not, I can certainly, you know, talk about what's going on for your chart, and you can listen to the replay if you're not able to be on the line. But interestingly enough, it's almost like you had some sort of foresight, Julia, that there must be something coming up for you spiritually, because a lot of planets are headed towards your ninth house of spirit. And, you know, in the ninth house is the place where our beliefs are, where we sort of develop our idea of God, of even religious beliefs, you know, come into this particular house. But more than that, it is your connection to, let's say, God or Source, Universal Mind. It really doesn't matter what we call it, but it is the center, if you can imagine, the center of your being and its attachment to your higher self or to your soul. And so when planets move through this part of your chart, a lot of eye-opening things happen, a lot of soul-opening things happen, a lot of ahas or intuitive knowledge that may have been hidden from you, or maybe that you just didn't want to acknowledge, shows up. And by birth, you have four planets sitting here, or two planets and two signs, or two points that are sitting here. So a lot will be triggered for you over the coming months, in particular the time of Leo, which will be from about, July 21st or 22nd through August 22nd. And that is because those planets that I was just discussing for you that are in your natal chart are all in Leo. So, and including your destiny, the North Node. So I think this may be a time for you to open up to the things that really truly matter for you. What brings you joy? A destiny that's in Leo is often about becoming the center of attention. being known, coming out from being invisible. And so be prepared, because that's what's coming for you, is being maybe more known for what you do on a spiritual level, maybe even, you know, being in a much more powerful position to claim what may actually turn out to be a new career path as you move farther into the summer. So that's the one big thing that I can see going on. Now, also, you have the planet Mercury sitting right now in the eighth house. And remember, we talked earlier about Mercury, everybody, and how it was getting ready to go into retrograde motion. And when Mercury ends up in retrograde motion in the eighth house, it can be things like contracts, that something got missed in a contract, or a credit debt kind of thing, issue resurrecting, something that you thought you paid that didn't get paid, something that comes up around loans or credit, or even in this case it becomes something of an issue for inheritances and things like that. So be very aware that some very emotional things may come up around those kinds of issues for you. Not to get into fear, not to get into any kind of worry. It's just that Mercury retrograde revealing something perhaps that just got missed. And just be willing to just take the steps that you need to correct anything. Let's see. Saturn is still moving through your 12th house. I think I actually have talked to you before, but I'm not sure. So I'm just going to go over this. Remember that Saturn in the 12th house is dredging up the things that you have used in the past to sabotage yourself, the ways in which you haven't been your own best friend, perhaps, like where maybe you do things for other people that you really should be doing for you. And so this is a great opportunity, while Saturn is still in retrograde motion, to take a deep look at yourself. What are your fears and blocks and limits? What's standing in your way from being completely true to you and from claiming your authentic self? I just love it that I'm on the Authentic You Network, because everything about an astrology reading brings me to the authentic parts of people in terms of what did they come here to do. So, Julia, let go of the fears, get to the truth of who you are, be the spiritual master, claim whatever your beliefs are, and just move boldly out with your life. And if you still have questions, maybe I didn't hit exactly on what it is you needed to hear or wanted to hear, let me know by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Okay? All right, everybody. Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes of the show, and I want to talk a little bit about next week. Next week, we're going to be doing a show called New Paradigm, New Age, New Astrology, and my guest is going to be Brenda Hoffman. She's an author of A Glimpse of Your Future, and she's also a contributor to the Spirit Library, which if you haven't been on that site, it's spiritlibrary.com. They have the most wonderful articles and so forth there. We're going to be exploring what new astrology might look like and also discuss her book, The Glimpse of Your Future. And she actually channeled this book in 1988. And in it are insights that were delivered through her that in retrospect we can see that absolutely have occurred. So it's going to be a really great discussion, and I invite you all to join us next Thursday, June 20th, at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And one of the last things I want to tell you is that the summer solstice is going to be opening up a huge portal in terms of the things that we can accomplish going into the summer. So this, again, I just want to tell you, is a great time for a summer 2013 reading. And don't forget that the first five people that contact me after the show today via email at janet@living-astrology.com or by phone at 360-399-1122 get their summer 2013 reading for $60. That's a 20% discount. All right, everybody, this has been a great show. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today. I absolutely love talking to you, and I can't wait to see what great things you're going to be creating out there in the world. And to everybody else, have a stellar week.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.